The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, January 17th. We're talking about MLK Day, why it's not really considered a day off, and which laws the King family will be marching for in Washington, D.C. today. Also, what to know about a hostage situation at a synagogue. And the entire West Coast in the U.S. was under a tsunami advisory over the weekend. We'll tell you why and the impact to other countries. Plus, where more winter weather is headed. Why a top-ranked tennis player was deported right before a major tournament. And celebrating Betty White, the movie you can only see in theaters today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's MLK Day here in the United States. That means Americans are honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He dedicated his life to the nonviolent struggle for civil rights and was assassinated in 1968. This federal holiday is always the third Monday in January and around Dr. King's birthday, January 15th. Parades will be marching through some cities like Houston, Las Vegas, and Miami today. But other parades and rallies got canceled again this year because of COVID-19 or bad weather. Still, there are ways to honor the civil rights leader by following his example and giving back. In the 1990s, Congress designated MLK Day a day of service. So even though you may have the day off of work or school, it's still meant to be a day on. People are encouraged to donate to a good cause and or volunteer. There are thousands of service projects planned around the U.S. To find one near you, head over to thenewsworthy.com. We've posted a link in today's episode notes. And a quick reminder, since MLK Day is a federal holiday, government offices, including the post office and libraries, are closed, along with banks and the stock market. But most major retailers and chain restaurants will be open. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s family will be in Washington, D.C. today, making a push for new election laws. The King family and other civil rights and voting rights advocates are holding a march across the Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge. Marchers will be calling on Congress to pass new federal standards for elections. But lawmakers have already been butting heads over the two election bills that Democrats have proposed. The first would make Election Day a national holiday so people could get off work, mandate 15 days of early voting, and force all states to allow mail-in voting, among other things. The second bill would give the federal government more control over state voting procedures. The King family and President Biden say both measures are needed to deal with recent election changes in mostly Republican states like Georgia, Florida, and Texas. Democrats argue that those new rules make it harder for people to vote and get their voices heard. But the state Republican lawmakers who passed them say they're only about making elections more secure and fair. And on the national level, Republicans say election decisions should be up to each state and not the federal government. So very few Republicans in the U.S. Senate are expected to vote for the federal voting bills. And that's where they stand now, deadlocked. Remember, as we told you last week, President Biden and some other Democrats were pushing for a big rule change in the Senate. Basically, so the bills would only need 50 votes instead of 60, and it would be easier to get the voting bills passed. But to change that Senate rule, every Democrat would have to be on board. And at least two moderate Democrats have recently said they're not okay with it. So without that rule change, it's unlikely the voting bills will have enough support to pass. But the Senate is scheduled to start debating them tomorrow, to be continued. It took some of the best negotiators and rescue teams in the country, but four Americans who were held hostage over the weekend are now free. This all happened at a synagogue in the Fort Worth, Texas suburb of Colleyville, about 30 miles northwest of Dallas. The rabbi was holding his usual Saturday service when an armed man stormed the building. He trapped the rabbi and three other people inside and started making threats. The service was being live-streamed, so at first people at home could hear the gunman yelling, and they called police. Over the course of the day, the neighborhood was evacuated. About 200 local, state, and federal law enforcement officials gathered around the synagogue. An elite FBI rescue team was even flown in from Virginia, along with dozens of other officials from the nation's capital. And after a nearly 11-hour standoff, the team ended up storming the synagogue. The hostages were able to run out, and amazingly, they were not physically hurt. Moments later, the suspect was dead. Officials have not yet said how he died, if law enforcement shot him or if maybe he took his own life. They say the gunman was a 44-year-old man from the UK. Then police in England announced they had two teenagers in custody in connection with the Texas standoff. It's still not clear how they may have been involved. When the gunman first stormed the synagogue, he was apparently ranting about a Pakistani scientist who is in a U.S. prison now. 10 years ago, she was convicted of trying to kill U.S. service members in Afghanistan. But authorities still don't know why the suspect was upset about that now or why he chose the synagogue. One FBI official says it doesn't look like he was specifically targeting the Jewish community, but other synagogues and other Jewish institutions did have extra security this weekend just in case. And President Biden put out a statement saying, quote, "We will stand against anti-Semitism and the rise of extremism in this country." Millions of Americans up and down the East Coast are now getting the brunt of a strong winter storm. This is the same one that brought some pretty dangerous weather to the Midwest and Southeast over the weekend. Snow fell as far south as Pensacola, Florida. And this morning, wet roads are expected to refreeze in parts of Georgia and the Carolinas, causing black ice. Already, road conditions have been treacherous in those states. And overnight, the storm started moving up the coast from the mid-Atlantic to New England. This morning, some of the heaviest snow is expected in Charleston, South Carolina, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Burlington, Vermont, and upstate New York. Other places will see mostly ice or sleet. And there's another concern today, too, the wind. Big cities like Boston and New York City are among those under high wind warnings today. But the National Weather Service says this whole storm system will be out of the U.S. by this evening. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our new sponsor, Seed. I'm so excited to tell you about this sponsor because I've already been using Seed's Daily Symbiotic for at least a year now, thanks to a friend's recommendation, and I, too, love it. It's a 24-strain prebiotic plus probiotic that supports digestive health, it supports healthy skin, it promotes heart health, and so much more. It's actually clinically and scientifically studied, so you know you're getting the real deal. When I first started taking Seed, I was pregnant, and even pregnant, I felt great. So I haven't stopped taking it since, as whole body health continues to be a priority for me. Plus, I appreciate that Seed cares about the earth. In your first purchase, you'll get a glass jar that is refillable. Then your monthly refills are delivered in compostable, biodegradable, and recyclable packaging. And right now, you can get 15% off your first month's supply of Seed's Daily Symbiotic by visiting seed.com/newsworthy or by using code newsworthy at checkout. I take mine every morning. Again, go to seed.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout. West Coast cities in the U.S. already got the all clear, but they were under a tsunami advisory over the weekend. The reason? A massive underwater volcano eruption in Tonga. That's in the South Pacific, northeast of New Zealand and southeast of Fiji. But the eruption was so loud, people could hear it 5,000 miles away in Alaska. Radio New Zealand says it sent ash, gas, and steam at least 12 miles into the air. As of Sunday, New Zealand's prime minister said no one there has been reported seriously hurt. But roads and homes were flooded, and people who live there lost phone and internet service. Today, New Zealand and Australia sent military and surveillance flights to assess the damage. Tomorrow, they'll come back with supplies. Saturday's underwater volcano eruption caused large waves in other places like Hawaii and Japan. And sadly, in Peru, two people died when they were swept off the beach. There was also a little bit of flooding around Hawaii, but no major damage. The eruption sent large waves to the U.S. West Coast, too, like California, Oregon, and Washington. Santa Cruz, California, reported minor flooding, and some Southern California beaches, boardwalks, harbors, and piers were closed over the weekend. But now that the warnings have lifted, most everything here in the U.S. is back to normal today. The Australian Open started today without the number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic. Now the focus is on the tournament instead of Djokovic's fight to avoid deportation. The whole saga went like this. Djokovic is unvaccinated but got a medical exemption from the tournament to play. The thing is, though, when he arrived in Australia from his home country of Serbia, Border Patrol in Australia said his exemption was not valid. That just because he was cleared for the tournament did not mean he could enter the country. So he was detained. And eventually, the Australian Immigration Minister revoked his visa. Then on Sunday, three federal judges in Australia confirmed that ruling, canceled his visa, and deported him. Djokovic has won a record 9 Australian Open titles, including 3 in a row, but this time will not get the chance to defend his title. Once again, the streaming giant Netflix is upping their prices in the U.S. and Canada by $1 to $2. As Reuters reports, the price hike went into effect Friday for new users, and the new prices will roll out to existing subscribers in the coming weeks. Netflix says the price jump is meant to help keep a wide variety of entertainment options on the site. Every plan is getting a little more expensive here in the U.S., but in Canada, it's only the premium plan that's changing. The streaming service last updated its prices in October of 2020. Today, people all around the world are celebrating the life of Hollywood's golden girl, Betty White. She would have been 100 years old today. A movie to celebrate her milestone birthday was planned before she passed away on New Year's Eve. It was initially called Betty White, 100 Years Young. Now the tribute is called Betty White, A Celebration, and can be seen in 1,500 American theaters today only. The documentary will feature White and key interviews with friends like Ryan Reynolds and Carol Burnett. The Celebration movie also features her last video message to fans. Also at the movie theater, Spider-Man was dethroned from its top spot. Scream 5 beat Spider-Man No Way Home at the North American box office, even though Spider-Man has been on the top for the last month. Scream is a self-described requel, as in reboot and sequel, since it's both the fifth film in the franchise and a reboot with a new younger cast mixed in with some of the original actors. It brought in more than $30 million in North America its debut weekend. And that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There are certain times of the year that cause me to reflect more than usual, and the new year is one of those times. I think talking with a therapist is one of the best ways to figure out what, big or small, may be holding me back from being my happiest and reaching my goals. And BetterHelp makes it more convenient than ever. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Then you can start communicating in under 24 hours, and you can send your counselor a message anytime. Of course, you always connect in a safe and private online environment. The service is available for clients worldwide. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. Spider-Man is not just breaking box office records these days. It's sparking heated bidding wars that are skyrocketing the price of comic books. A single page of an original Spider-Man comic book just sold for a record $3.36 million. That's the most expensive page from a comic book ever sold at an auction. The page shows Spider-Man's first time wearing the infamous all-black suit. Heritage Auctions says it's now the world's most valuable page of original comic book artwork. Another page from the same 1984 comic book sold for $288,000. Vintage Superman is also pulling in its share of cash for comics. Last month, a rare Superman comic flew off the auction block for more than $2.6 million. The 1938 original first Superman comic book cost only a dime when it was first published. The seller bought it from its original owner in 1979 and reportedly kept it in a temperature-controlled safe, so the great condition was said to have helped increase the value. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.